Underwood and Drinking Alone at 8:51 right now on WITL. Banana Don and Stephanie McCoy.
And we have a special guest on the phone with us this morning, Scott Dimestra, who's the executive director for the Capital Area District Library. Scott, I think you were one of the last people that we talked to in studio before we went quarantining at home for a while, and now we're back.
I do remember that, yeah.
You are our last touch of civilization before all of this, so this is good. This sort of wraps it all up, you know.
I just have to say that got me through being at home is just remembering the conversation.
That's beautiful.
I believe that.
Stop it, man. I'm starting to tear up. Right.
But you guys have a whole bunch of things now going on at Capital Area District Libraries. Things slowly return to normal. First of all, a couple of things. Curbside pickup, if people want to do that, that's now available, right, at the library?
It is. It's very easy. So we call it contactless item pickup, and it's very similar to when you go and pick up your groceries. You can place a hold for your items on our website at cadl.org. When they come in, we'll send you a notification. You can go on our website, set up a time to pick your items up, or you can actually call one of our libraries and schedule time to pick it up as well. Some libraries, you'll pick the items up at the door. Others, you'll pull into a designated parking spot, pop your trunk, and staff will bring the items out.
Wow, nice. That makes it easy.
That's some service right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So, and also you have the summer reading program where there's prizes involved too, right?
Yeah, there is. So summer reading is usually, it's in the library world, we call it our holiday season. It's the time that we're the busiest. And even though we can't do a lot of the things in person this year, like our programs and our events, the intent of summer reading is still there. And so the intent is to combat summer slide. That's when kids and teens, they're not reading as much as when they were reading in school. And so their literacy skills kind of slowly go down over the summer.
Right.
And so the summer reading program is meant to combat that. And so while we can't have the programs and events, we definitely still have the program. And if you go to our website, cadl.org/summer, you can sign up, you can log your minutes, and then as you pick up your items for that contactless item pickup, you can pick up your prizes as well for summer reading.
Nice. Now, here's the thing, too, because we already know that this year's already been quite the challenge with kids.
What happened?
With reading. Well, there was this thing, you see, with reading and everything. So it is important to keep them going in fall, you know? I mean, we gotta keep these kids, their minds active through the summer and going into
not
the
a
fall.
Lot of reading on Fortnite, you know? So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, for parents, it's for parents as well. And so we have an adult category with summer reading. And just encourage parents, set that good example. And your kids are going to, if you're reading at home, read with them, read as a family, and you'll set that good example.
Right. Who knows what you're going to learn, kids, when you sit down and read something. You might be stunned by all of this. So, good. Those are great programs, and that's good things to know. All right.
So we have to ask you, Scott, so we'll come full circle. So what did you do during your home time the last several weeks?
The pandemic.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I was working from home, so we were doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. We did a lot of virtual programs at the library. Yeah. I did updates for our members through our Facebook account, and then kind of, you know, had to do all the procedures that so that staff can safely come back. But I have two young children at home, too, so it was trying to do my office work while also still trying to stay engaged with them.
Some
so
juggling.
I can tell you, working from home is a lot of work.
So. Yeah, no kidding. I think we're all learning that now. I thought this was going to be much easier. I thought I'd be able to do more reading myself. So.
Exactly.
Wow.
So while I was in my pajamas all day long, it was more work than when I'm in the office.
Yeah. You're a little more comfortable, but...
Exactly.
Are you back to your office at all yet, or...?
So staff came back probably about 3 weeks ago, and
okay.
We kind of did the behind-the-scenes stuff to get everything ready for contactless item pickup, which we launched on Monday, and it has been very, very popular.
And good.
So, again, if you place a hold on those items, set your reservation, we'll be able to get those items out to you.
All right, and if they don't remember the website, what is it again, Scott?
It's cadl.org.
Okay.
And I also want to thank WITL. You guys are a sponsor for summer reading, and so I just want to thank you for being such a strong community partner.
Well, absolutely, yeah, of course.
You're welcome.
Makes perfect sense, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I can barely spell CADL, but yeah, All right, well, good talking to you all. Hopefully we'll talk to you again here soon, all right?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yep.
WITL Morning Road Watch Traffic.
No backups or accidents to report at this time. Traffic moving along at around normal speeds. 496 eastbound between 96 and the Lansing Road exit. Shut down due to construction until the end of July. Motorists take the posted detours. You got a traffic tip? 882-1389. With a look at your traffic, I'm Brock Palmbush.
If you're a Michigan driver, you probably have a lot of